We used to have a big old house, and we had the dining room and kitchen and everything.
Lord, make us thankful for our friends and bless this food to our use and us for our service. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Looks good. Well, some things are happy festival. I love Kimmy.
I always figure if I had neighbors like we used to have, mm-hmm, I would keep some hogs and put in some peanuts and things like that.
I like to see them grow. Eat with your fingers.
But,
you got to keep a good fence, though.
Yes.
I mean, that's one thing about cows. You can just string up some barbed wire. I have to worry.
Mm-hmm.
This casserole is too hot. So let me just put some out here. Everything I've got is either yellow or white.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The inside, you never know the color.
Now this is your back over here.
Somehow, it ought to be. I think people come to it. I just thought of, you know, when you look around close where you can
it's not far from, how far is it from here to my house? Not very far. One for the curves wouldn't take you but a day. Good.
Well, like Phil says, first time you go over there and don't know the way, it's a long way.
Yeah.
But next time, it's not quite as far.
Well, I just couldn't believe that it wasn't any distance at all that night. I came over there.
You know, when I left here Saturday, Catherine was coming back. You know, Tommy's still here. I met her right down here. I said, Tommy's done gone. She said, yeah. And I said, yeah. So she went on out this way. She's coming up, going out to Gainesville. So I just went on back out the road, you know. I said, well, I think I'd go to Mechanoka because I believe it'd be near. So I come out and I passed her down there. I beat her out.
Mm-hmm.
I went all the way out and beat her. Of course, she got that graded road, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I bet she said, Steffi, look at your grandma. She's passing us up.
Yeah, that's a nice trip there to Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Is that a good grade out that way?
Yes, it's, you know, except when the rain washes or something like that.
Oh.
It's a good grade.
I never have learned to eat these too much.
We'll eat the cantaloupe then.
Mm-hmm. We'll eat them.
Who lives right there next to you?
On the other side?
Yeah.
Bill Anderson.
Bill Anderson. He's a tall fellow like me.
Yeah, he's retired. He quit.
Yes. Well, he came up there one day when I was out there. And I'd been there so long, I was leaving. But I passed his place and I noticed he had a garden. It looked like a fine garden.
Mm-hmm.
Willie had some things too.
This year with the harsh year, Willie had. He used to have a big garden.
Oh, you mean in beans and everything like that? Is that right?
I don't know. He just didn't. I don't care about. He was just saving most of the land, I guess, think, for his corn, you know, for his cows.
Yeah.
He thinks more than old cow than he does me.
What about the cows, Dad? You go out there and whistle.
Mm-hmm.
Mess them up.
Well, all Willie has to do is just that little tiny whistle he's got, and here they come a running. I don't know how they hear it, but they can.
Well, I'd be ashamed of Willie to have to take those cows somewhere else to graze.
You ain't gonna take them home.
Take them busy.
Mm-hmm.
I told him bring them over here. I had so much grass.
Well, that's the reason Willie keeps them.
Come. Fiddle around there.
I want to have a few more cows with all this grass over here, but it would come hard winter, you see.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be hard on me.
Sure will. Cost you a lot too.
Yeah. Anderson. Now, is he one of your old neighbors there?
Mm-hmm.
He hadn't just moved in.
Mm-mm. He used to have an old home in that place there, and he built the house he's living in now.
It's a new house.
Well, it's not really new, but it hasn't been there too long. Let's see, our house, I believe, he might have had his built before we did ours, but not too much longer, if he did.
Mm-hmm.
Well, ours must be about 18, 20 years old.
Or that much?
Yeah, Catherine had, we living there, and Catherine started school. And Catherine's on it, what should be 24, October. And Barbara will be 28, September.
Well, where did you live the same place, another house?
Mm-mm. Lived up towards Macanopy. We did live over there by Everett Smith for a while. Oh.
Well, he's one of your neighbors.
Mm-hmm. He used to be my old boyfriend.
Everett?
Oh, now I know. I want you to tell Willie Teasley, you know. You mentioned smiling, you know. Say, you know, when I mentioned Everett Smith, even Sybil smiled. He said, yeah, that used to be old boyfriend.
Well, is he, see, I never saw him. Is he a pretty jolly fellow?
Mm-hmm.
He is.
Yeah, you like him.
Talks all the time?
Talks all the time.
Is
he,
that right?
He's had, oh, Sib grabbed the hunk there and almost pinched it out of him, you know?
Yeah. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. He has a brother that lives over there, across in front of him, and he's married. He had one sister, and she died not long ago, living making up.
Well, does he live in the house by himself?
Mm-hmm.
Cook by himself?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, he ain't got no woman. Will it be his time?
What is that? If they have a church supper, he ought to be there then,
mm-hmm.
Won't he?
He will be. Yeah, he will be. Mm-hmm. He's a sport.
He could belong to the Baptist and the Methodist.
Well,
he
used to be a Methodist. And then, you know, wasn't enough people his age down there, so he started going out of church. Well, all of his, well, his mother and daddy both were a Methodist. They went out to the Shiloh.
Were his mother and father?
Mm-mm. Everett.
Oh.
Everett. Okay.
Is that where the Methodist goes, the Shiloh?
Mm-hmm.
What does he even do? Make a living?
Farm some and put up fence and do a little bit of everything.
Hire out?
Mm-hmm. He used to farm big. His dad used to farm real big and his brother, but probably couldn't make it, you know.
You know, if a fella wanted to, he could make more hiring out now, you know, if he Than the man.
Well, Everett used to have a great big old truck. I think he got rid of that truck. Whole, you know, beans and things. Watermelon.
Oh, that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he can make more than the man that grows the melons. Of course, what he makes is clear, certain.
I know, because the time you buy you got to get your help, you got to pay them a decent pay, you know, to mm-hmm. them make mm-hmm. a living.
Yeah.
Got to pay for them baskets.
And all of them got to have theirs before you mm-hmm. get yours. How far did Everett live from y'all?
About 6 miles.
Oh, that far. Oh, I've heard y'all talk about him now.
Mm-hmm. Well, he has an artificial leg.
Oh, he's peg leg.
Mm-hmm.
Is it noticeable?
He limps pretty bad, but
are you devoted? Mm-hmm.
Don't keep him back.
These.
It don't matter. It don't matter. Mm-mm. Doesn't matter.
Well, there they are.
It's all the chicken.
Just help with this.
I'm not too much of a meat eater.
Well, you have to eat healthy chicken. And that's a little old bit of beef.
You don't like these?
Yeah. I like empty chicken.
Well, I do too, huh?
Just throw the chicken.
No, ma'am, I have plenty.
Now, what about some more onions?
I have plenty, Ms. Ma.
Are you sure?
Yes, ma'am.
You know what I want Sybil to tell me? I have never, I couldn't even imagine how people with that many children, you all do when you were growing up, with all those sisters and brothers.
Had a big time.
Mm-hmm. You'd have your own party, couldn't you?
We do now. I mean, we have a family reunion usually every time my sisters come down.
Yeah.
But see, my older sister just retired. Ms. Miles, I believe I have plenty. I have plenty.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
I have eaten this yet, buddy. Thank you.
But when we all get together, and all the nieces and nephews and the grandchildren, the bunch of them.
Yeah. Where are you?
Where my house.
At your house?
Sybil, when you were growing up, did you all have your own gardens and own things?
No, yeah.
Was it sort of a, you know, the
we farmed.
Mm-hmm.
I have plenty. I just told him, I remember my daddy used to he made his syrup and raised his hogs, butchered his hogs and cured it and everything.
Yeah. Well, now, you all didn't get into that, though, right?
I got in part of it.
What did you do in it?
How old do you think I am?
What part do you think you, what did you do?
Help keep the fire going, smear the gook on. You know that stuff you have to smear on to keep it from, yep, cure it.
No.
They mix red pepper and something, you know, like a paste and spread over it, and then you put this heat under it, slow heat, and it, you know, the smoke and all cures it.
Now, Sybil.
You're going to have to start all over again.
You ain't never seen me cured?
Not that way.
That's fun. Willie's got a cousin. And South Carolina, he still cures his.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. See, when they cut the hams off, you know, mm-hmm. and tie a string or something in it, put it over these poles or something,
yeah.
and hang it so far over the smoke, and you have a little fire, you know, where it don't blaze up, just smoke.
Yeah.
Do it, sometimes they do it 2-3 days.
And then you've got that gook you've put on
mm-hmm.
it with red pepper and stuff in it?
Mm-hmm.
And that's not in a smokehouse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Every time we go up there, Will and Martin loves to go up there. He's by himself now, but he'll bring out one of them old hams he had, you know.
Yeah.
You know how it used to mold over?
Yeah.
And that's to be the fit and eat then, you know.
Yeah.
He'll say, y'all come on up, I'm going to give you some ham. All right, we get there, you better have a ham. He lives in town in Bamberg, and his farm is, you know, out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So he goes out to the farm and bring in his ham, you know.
Yeah. Well,
nothing better than a good country ham.
You know what I like about that, too? They don't do it down here. But when people got a garden, you know, they'll shell beans and things, and colored guys come around the wagon, you know, and selling this stuff early in the morning, you know, where the housewives can go buy it, you know, and cook it for dinner.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
You think that's better than going to the garden and getting it?
It's better than going in the stores and getting it. But now his cousin, he does pretty good farming. And you know that basket like I brought over here the other day?
Yeah.
Every time I see one of them, I think of him. Because when his wife was living, we'd go up there, he'd go out to the farm, he'd come in, and he'd have that thing loaded down with vegetables. She never had to want for a thing, because, boy, he put it there on the table, and she had it cooked.
Fresh.
Mm-hmm.
So they lived a good life.
Mm-hmm. He died worrying about a woman beating his son. He had a heart attack, that's true. He had some old woman there was trying to take him away from him. And he had such a nice wife, I couldn't see it, you know. But then after she died, I liked to kill him, but he married the woman, and then his daughters wouldn't let him live with her. He had a big old house, you know, the porch, like you say, all the way around. And he cut timber. He made good money. So this woman run a store out from Bamberdy. So when he married her, he brought her into his home, you know. And his daughters went down there, and boy, they got her. They told him, said, "You not bringing no woman in this house where my mama was." He said, "We know it's not going to be her." And they had a free fall then. Finally, he don't bring her to their house, and he don't bring her in there at his house. But he goes down the store to see her.
Down the store?
Mm-hmm.
Down at her store?
Mm-hmm. I imagine he's even scared to spend the night down there. But, you know, I can see the children's point, you know, if it happened before the mother died.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because she was good to him, and he just let somebody, you know, just mislead him, which it was his fault. He didn't have to. And he never would say anything to us about, you know, his second wife, you know. You know how crazy Willie is, and Martin's just bad. We went up there together, me and Willie, Martin, and Isleen, Martin's wife. We told him we wanted to see his wife.
Yeah.
He carried us out in the store. There she was. But he didn't tell us about them girls beating him up, you know. They got after her.
Oh.
Yeah.
You sure you don't want to know?
No,
oh,
I don't.
How did Willie take it?
He didn't phase with it.
Huh?
He didn't phase with it. Because Willie knew his cousin was man enough to take it for himself if he wanted to.
Yeah.
I imagine he's a pretty rough guy. He used to be bad about cursing. He just about killed Willie and Martin, you know. He cursed so hard, you know.
Oh, really?
Make your skin crawl.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But he's good as gold. You know, he worked colored people all the time, cutting timber. He'd get ready to say something, he says it.
Yeah.
He'd come down here and he'd start cussing, you know. And they couldn't hardly take it. But I looked over it because I liked him, you know.
Yes.
But he's not like he used to be.
Because he can't cuss quite as well?
He don't do it.
Yeah. He could, I guess.
He had a heart attack, so I decided, well, I better be good.
Oh, the dickens. You know, that just takes all the pressure out of you. Start having heart attacks.
Yeah.
All the good things.
He's
life.
Had about two or three of them too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All your old pleasures and vices, you have to score easy on, don't you?
Can't do these screaming and stomping.
You know Mark Twain. I like Mark Twain. Tom Sawyer and all those things. And they said they used. I've read where it said that Mark Twain was just an artist when it comes to profanity.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a pleasure to hear it. He was so good at it.
Little
he played billiards and he got to thinking of things and they'd get under his skin, you know. Frauds, he called them. Frauds. One fraud was Teddy Roosevelt. I forget what it was about Teddy Roosevelt. But anyhow, he didn't like Teddy Roosevelt. He'd get to playing billiards and then he'd think about Teddy Roosevelt. and his spirit would begin to rise, you know,
mm-hmm.
and the words would come to
him. I never have been too much about saying, you know, words like that, but I got two sisters can use it. Makes me so mad every time they use it to.
You mean they just like cuss?
Mm-hmm. And don't think nothing about it. They wasn't raised in it. I don't know why. They just picked it up and since they married.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Well, are they good at it, or?
Yeah, they're good at it.
Yeah, I says it's all right if you're good at it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah.
One of them so good she make you laugh while she said it.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I said, well, you don't know why. You. I didn't swear.
And I hadn't missed a thing. That's what he's fixing to tell me.
No, you know, you just got all, everything. Mm-hmm. You just got everything around your own family.
Well, see, these two guys that works with me down at the institution.
Yeah.
My boss and this other guy, they drink real bad, you know. They don't care who knows it. They drink beer. They'll tell you they'll drink it by the gallons.
Yeah.
Well, it's their business. They don't want to drink. Well, I don't think it's in the harm if they want to drink. Do it. But the harm is when they get too much and get out and cause somebody to get hurt. But then they'll tell the inmates, you know, about what they're doing. They're really not supposed to do it. Because you're trying to correct them from doing these things, and then you go tell them you're doing it. But anyway, the other day, we had our Christmas party, you know, down at Silver Spring in over Morrison's cafeteria. So these two guys, they all come over and sit at our table. Their wives were with them. And I knew I could sit there and I could have it right here at them and never touch it. I said, okay. So we went over there and, oh, they had it. Oh, they really had it. Of course, they acted all right. They just drank. They didn't get drunk then, but the other day they was talking about it, this woman I went with said, now, Mr. Gale, oh, he's telling us about a bar. He fixed his bar up on his back porch. I said, well, we want some money. I don't know where to go get that booze and sell it. He said, yeah, go ahead, help yourself. He meant I could drink it. And Miss Pulliam said, now, Mr. Gale, you know Chitty, she won't even smell it, more or less taste it. He said, I know that. I said, I can have fun without all that. I said, I don't know what I'm doing. Y'all don't know what y'all doing.
No, I don't care too much for that. But
I think they mostly drink beer.
Yes. Well, now, you see, that doesn't help the profanity.
Mm-mm. No, when they get feeling high, it flies.
Yeah. Yeah. You gotta have your senses. You got to have your senses about you, your wits about you in order to...
Well, his brother, he's... Two of his brothers drank real bad, and he had been so disgusted with them. He says he never touched it, and I never have seen him. I don't know what he did when he's in Uncle Sam's army.
Yeah.
Well, you know lots of them there, but he swears he didn't. He said he's had it poured all over him, everything. Yeah.
Sure.
But Martin, he used to be bad until he married, you know. And
oh, yes.
Tested.
Yes.
And Monroe, too, so a few years ago.
Yeah. Oh. Well, you know, it seemed to me like that it used to be around the countryside, people would drink more than they do now.
Mm-hmm.
Or in a different way. And maybe it was because they just drank it all at one time or something.
Well, you know, these two men are from Chicago, up there. And you know, lots of those northern states, they drink a lot of beer. They think nothing of it.
Yeah.
But we never did have it around, you know. Never did. Well, if my daddy ever take a drink, I don't know it. And now it's so high, I don't know how people can afford it.
Oh, Lord, yeah. Oh, yes, tobacco. Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Tobacco.
You should have met Willie's uncle he had. Now, he was 4 and a half. He lived to be 90-something. He didn't get married till he was about 70-some years old. And he didn't live with it very long. But He didn't own a car, never drove a car in his life. Where he went, he walked. Fish every day. Now, he was a jolly old thing.
With his uncle.
Mm-hmm. And he didn't have but one eye. Had one of them stick or something through the moon. He had to take it out.
Is he really talking about his uncle?
Yeah. He used to love to come stay with
us. Was you and Willie?
Mm-hmm. He died about, I don't even don't know, it hadn't been too long ago. Not over 8 years.
Was he a big talker?
Mm-hmm. He could cuss too.
Yeah. Well,
now that would be fun to hear with his uncle.
That was his uncle. Uncle mm-hmm. who?
Jim.
I heard him talk about Colonel Dupree.
Yeah.
Did you know him?
No. Mm-hmm.
What was he like?
About like Everett.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everybody liked him.
Yeah.
Now, he's the one we could eat and I talk about it. He had a, is this side, I believe. He had a knot that come up there and it just kept, you know, getting bigger and bigger. And his brother down at, he had a long time before he had to take it off. And I don't know, nowadays it'd kill you, you know. You couldn't,
yeah.
couldn't go that long. He was a long time and people kind of was afraid of him, you know, afraid that, of germs, but he always liked my family and Willis' family. And he spent most of his time with us, you know, both of our families.
Oh.
But he had a brother down at Miami that was a doctor.
Yeah.
So after so many years, his brother decided he would take him and have that taken off. If he'd taken it off earlier, well, the man may be living today. But finally, he'd taken it off, so that just left, well, he always had to wear a patch over his eye after taking him down.
Yeah.
He lived to be pretty old after he had that done. His sister finally come and got him and take him. I didn't even get to go to this funeral.
Colonel Dupree.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody liked him.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't have a job. He just went around.
Floated around. Yeah. I don't know how people lived then, but they did. His brother, I guess, every once in a while spending money on things.
And he'd come around to your house and stay a few
mm-hmm.
days or a week?
To my mother's, and then go to Willie's mother.
Well, when he came, you always, he was,
yeah.
It was a place to stay.
Well, everybody loved him, you know, they, all the kids liked him. But one night he was staying at my mother's. It was me and Mama and my youngest brother. And this man that was staying there, boy, he was then. He was farming, you know, with us. And, of course, he's my brother-in-law now. But my mother went to sleep. Well, she worked hard in the field. She planted sweet potatoes out there. You know what it is, plant sweet potatoes. Stick, you know, those vines down.
With a little hand
yeah.
bag.
Mm-hmm. And she'd come in that night, and after she went to bed, and she woke.
See that beautiful thing there?
Mm-hmm.
On the
stage.
Yeah.
You feed him, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
That's all.
Mm-hmm. So, this man was standing there then, and my mother, that morning, I don't know, I guess about 1 o'clock, I woke up, I heard a struggling noise. We didn't have electricity then. So I jumped up and lit the lamp, and she was having it was a heart attack. And she had her head thrown back, you know, and just, she was strangling in her own saliva, you know. And of course, I was a kid, you know, and I didn't know what to do, so I ran and got him, that old man. He was pretty good on medicine. Willie says he saved Frankie's life.
Oh.
So, he coming in, he said, let's raise up and start rubbing. And we did, and she finally come too. She wanted to get up then go fix breakfast, you know, I was getting upset. I said, no, you can't get up because you've got to see the doctor. He's coming out. Well, what's wrong with me? I said, well, you sick.
Oh, Lord.
She sounded as if she was right hearty.
Mm-hmm. She worked, too.
Oh.
Willie's mother's been fortunate she hadn't had to work, but my mother, my daddy died when I was about 8 years old. Left my mom with about 6 or 8.
Why, Sybil?
And she out of time.
Well, what in the world would she do with that many people?
Well, now, whose mama was this?
My mother.
That had the heart attack?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But that didn't kill, I mean, she got over that, and
yeah.
She went for years and years. She just died in the past 10, 12 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she brought those children up right there.
Mm-hmm. Well, one or two of the older ones got out and worked and
mm-hmm.
kept a little and I guess got welfare or something, you know, back then.
Now, what is Uncle Jim? Now, he's dead?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But what did he talk about?
Yeah.
I never heard him talk about it. I heard
Willie
about
had a good daddy and Uncle Jim. Of course, Uncle Jim and well, when they got in their older stage, you know, they that's when I knew him. I didn't know when he was real young, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, his daddy married a war.
Mm-hmm. He was, let me see now.
4 years old when he married.
Hmm?
I somehow got to.
Yeah, 50-something when Willie was born.
Yeah?
His daddy was. Oh, when Margaret was born, Margaret's oldest.
Yeah? Well, no wonder he was ailing then when Willie
mm-hmm.
was going to school. He was an old man, wasn't he?
Yep.
And they couldn't treat heart trouble then as well as they do now. I'm telling you, Faye, they don't have to, Willie and Sybil and...
I'm just amazed.
Over there, they don't have to leave home to entertainment.
Gosh, you got
right.
Yeah, much family. Now, it was Frankie that was sick when he was young.
Mm-hmm. But he just had colitis, and you know, back then, they just didn't know what to do about it. I know Catherine had it when she was 3 months old, and I thought she was never over it, but she did.
Did
it was
they,
good.
Oh, thank you. Did they sort of pet Frankie a little bit?
Yeah.
Because he was
mm-hmm.
sick. He talked about his mama, you know. He said she worried about him if he didn't come in.
Yeah, well, she got a right to, hadn't
she? Sure.
He's probably know where he's at.
Yeah.
Well, men folks not supposed to say where they're going or when they're coming back.
Yep, these women folks better be knowing where they're going. And tell them too. Now, see, I saw Willie, let's see, I didn't see him yesterday afternoon at all. I saw him this morning at 1:30 and I left at 4 o'clock. And I hadn't seen him since.
You saw him at 1:30 this morning.
I'm going to have to check on him because I ain't no telling what he's getting into.
Well, you check on him at a time where it won't matter.
Yeah. I know he come in, but I don't know what he done after I left. I go with him every once in a while on Friday and go up, stay with the kids, you know, till he gets off.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Go by and pick him up. You know, every time I park, here comes the policeman. So, this first time, here come one of those university policemen, you know, and he'd go up there and he'd put the lights on. I said, sir, I'm just waiting for my man. He said, who's that? I said, well, you look all right, but I got to wait on this one that's out here. It's a young policeman.
Yeah.
So Willie, I said, he looked up. Willie said, that's Miss Thing. I said, wasn't that what I saw? So the other night when I stopped, Friday night, Willie was in the compound there, you know, because he told me what time to come. He was always in there. So by gosh, go over there, the police car stopped there, the lights on, and it wasn't nobody in the car. But I didn't notice the gate being open, so here I saw somebody walking. Coming out, and I thought it was Will at first. It was this policeman. So I told him again I was waiting on my husband. He said, who? And I told him. He said, well, I think he's still back up, you know, up there. That hole, that's what's name up. I said, no, he's in here. He says, well, I've been all over the place and I haven't seen him. But Willie was in there. But Willie was coming. He saw the lights and he thought it was somebody wanting in, see. So he come. He come to find out that policeman was in there. But Willie had left the gate unlocked and just walked in. And he saw the gate unlocked, so he went in to see. He was in there. I said, boy, you better take the lock in that gate. Because I said, you know, policeman not knowing Willie's in there, and Willie not knowing the policeman in there, that could be trouble, couldn't it?
Sure could be trouble.
Yeah.
You want some more tea?
No, ma'am, I have plenty. I said, I'd be locking that thing. He said, well, I'm going in right back. I said, yeah, but lots of things can go in that gate while you got your back to me.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, well, he said it taught him a lesson, that he'd do that now.
Guy's going to have chocolate ice cream, and I'm going to have pineapple sherbet. What are you going to have?
Pineapple sherbet.
You know, I really talked about going in rounds up there a time ago. And I got thinking, that thing is growing up there where I just got lost. And I'd love to, you know how to get around up there. And I just thinking, I'd just love to go up there some night and really go in rounds. Just
go with
him. Yeah, just go with him. And, you know, I wouldn't do it because, you know, it's taking my daughter's business. But you could talk along about all those things. I'd love to know some of that.
I went in the compound with him because I didn't want to walk all up there, but I went inside, you know. He'd go in this building and check that and go out there and turn the light off. And
yeah. Yes, I'd love to.
But I'm going to tell you, it's like I told your wife. Every night, every so often, like night before that, somebody put me. Mangoes, is that what it is?
Yeah.
In Willie's truck. He said, I don't know who put them there, but somebody did. They give him peaches and corn. They give him some corn, but they like to let it get too hard. And I don't like hard corn. I always. So,
I ain't stopped giving Willie corn.
Every time, every night, just about it, Willie tells me about his buddies, his, you know, different ones up there.
Oh.
And he likes that.
Yeah.
He meets these professors, you know, up there every so often. He'll tell me about talking to them.
Oh, does he?
He had to call his boss the other night because his truck broke down.
Yeah.
He said, well, I didn't know nobody else to call, and I sure wasn't going to walk way back over there. So he called me. He said, well, you told me if I need you to call you, so I need you. Come get me. And come to find out, Kathy was working with his boss's wife there in the courthouse. And Captain said, what's the name, Jones? Mr. Jones? He said, she's working in there, and she said they got to talking, and Captain said something about my birthday. And she said, my daddy won't be there because he works, he'd be working. She said, where did your daddy work? Captain said, out there at the university. She said, well, golly, he says, what does he do out there? So I didn't hear nothing about him. He said, my husband works there. Captain said, he's a security guard. I said, oh my gosh, I bet my husband hired him. Captain said, oh boy, I bet my daddy gave your husband a hard time too. Because when they first went up there, they wasn't paying but $2.99. And this guy had been there fixing to retire, wasn't making but just a little bit more than what they was paying then. And you know, nowadays you just can't live off of that little bit thing like that. So Willie, he went and told the boss man, said, and we know some people there that Sap boys, you are Gene Sap and Wilbur Sap, they work there. And Willie was talking to this one, said, you know, y'all ought to be ashamed. Said, that man been here all these years, said, he ain't gonna have nothing to retire on. He said, golly, says, he ain't made but $25 more than what I'm getting now. And I just started. He said, I'm going to tell you. He said, something's got to be done about that. Because that's not fair. And the guy told Willie the reason this man was doing that because he never complained. See, he wasn't married and he lived in some little house. So they give Willie a $30 raise.
Yeah.
They put it in that, what you call it? It wasn't in the, what you call that pay scale thing? What do you call it?
I don't know.
It wasn't rated. And Willie said, now let me tell you. He said, if this isn't important to check these gates and see if they're locked, keep them people from stealing these cars and trucks and what have you, he said, what do you call important around here? They said, well, you know, we just haven't thought of it like that. So, you know, this other guy never complained.
Yeah, the responsibility of
it. And it wasn't two weeks after Willie got that $30 raise when they sent him a letter. And, well, everybody got a letter. And in this letter it said something about that when the people didn't get rated up something, they didn't complain. I said, well, they said something wrong, man, because if Willie knows he's doing the job, he'll say something. But you know, if he was, like you said, if he was playing around and didn't take care of it, he wouldn't expect nothing.
Mm-hmm. No, from what he said, that's there's a lot of things to watch for.
Yeah.
There.
Because, Lord, they got just dozens and dozens of cars and trucks parked there.
Yeah.
That looks good.
Yes. Oh, no. Now,
mm-hmm.
I've seen some of them up there just sort of sit around up there.
Yeah, that's what Willie told me.
Used to.
Willie said, of course, he may not tell him half what he's telling me, you know, he's shooting a line at me. He said to him, said, pay that poor old man there just that much money, and he walks 8 solid hours, and you got these that's sitting over there in the office, ain't doing nothing but got the legs crossed all day. And you got, said, you got trucks here sitting here not even being used just because the money was in the budget, you bought them, you know, so it wouldn't go back or have whatever happens to it. He said he had them all laughing up at him. I said, yeah, they probably run you off.
Yeah. He even make him the treasurer.
Hmm? He's got to go to a meeting Monday afternoon at 4 o'clock. He said, boy, they're going to catch me anyway. I said, you can get a sample of what I've been getting.
A meeting at 4 o'clock? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. See, I had to register yesterday for a course in criminology. You did.
Oh, really?
I said, I'll try them out, pass it, but I'll try anything one time.
Well, if you work with these people, yeah. That might be interesting.
Well, it's free, except you just pay a $5 fee, you know, mm-hmm. registration fee. And I said, when it's free and you don't try it, something wrong with you.
Where do you...
institution. They come out there to teach it.
Oh, yeah.
We had 74 enrolled. 74 of the workers.
Oh,
good Lord.
Well,
that's a
bunch of them. Mm-hmm. Mm. They'll have two classes, one on Tuesday night, one on Thursday night. So I'll be taking up every Thursday night now until we finish that thing.
Well, now, what do you think they'll cover?
I really don't know. Well, mostly about why people commit these crimes and this, that, and the other. Most of them off in the head.
Oh.
Oh, really?
I mean, you know, I've worked with those inmates. I've been there long enough to... They can do some of the stupidest things to be a grown person. You know, they just get addled sometimes or something. We got this one little white girl. And I'd rather keep up with Stephanie than I had her.
Yeah.
But she has nobody, she has no people to care for. And she just has no place to go, and she really don't care.
Would you like some water?
Come and take a swallow.
Yeah, that would make a great deal of difference.
Mm-hmm. But I have to stay on all the time. Just can't keep it put. But you can look at her eyes and tell she's not right. At least she didn't get something that she should, you know, like love from parents. Or
I think I'd find it depressing that coming on. Well, I don't know. Once you got into it, it might be in that.
Well, you know, when I first started the institution, it did kind of worry me a little bit, you know. But I learned that I couldn't take everything to heart, you know.
Well, the normal people depress me a good bit sometimes.
Yeah.
So, and I do them.
Well, you know, like there, and just like you teaching, you got so many personalities to
uh-huh.
work with.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and as you see them, it
mm-hmm.
comes out, doesn't it?
And you can't treat that one like you can that one.
No.
They're different.
Yeah.
Because I know we got some that you say, go do this, that, and the other, and they get it done. And this one, you better watch her because she's not going to do it.
Well, they know a lot about those things now. They watch them, you see, and study
them. My boss told me the other day that he's going to transfer one of the women workers over to the men's camp. You know, the men's prison right across the road. I said, well, I like men, but I said, I don't believe I can take that man at one time. I'll just stay with these women. He said, well, you might have to go. I said, no, I don't have to because I could quit.
He was sounding out.
Mm-hmm. He would have done it if he could have got by, but he won't let him. We had one man to quit, too. He could send one of us over there.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
Well, now you think, now this is right under our nose, and I've never even been close. You'd think that people would take an interest in something and write animals, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had thought about that. I passed there and I think, well, it would be nice to go up there and sort of see what goes on. But, you know, it takes a right smart nerve
mm-hmm.
if you don't know anybody.
Well, you know what? We have lots of university students coming through. Sure. Mm-hmm. You know, lots of them, they are studying that, and they'll come through. And
well, you know what I could do? I could get on the phone and say, hey, sometime when you've got a group going through out there, I'd love to go with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then that would be conspicuous.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, you see, Faye, I hadn't thought of
mm-hmm.
that, but I'd
uh-huh.
feel civil.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Oh, we have university, sometimes we'll have 50 or 60 of them.
Now, you know, some people have inquiring about things like that. I'll bet you, one of my friends down there at Mine College, you know, Lois Dixon,
mm-hmm.
She may not have been in down there, but she takes an interest in everything.
Mm-hmm.
Just everything. And furthermore, she can tell you what she sees. Now that's, I always feel sort of stuff shabby whenever I listen to that talk. She sees so much and I just go through, there don't see anything.
Well, she's no maid.
Well.
She goes a lot to these churches and, you know, different organizations. She might have been in there,
Seb. Yeah, I
guess
she has.
Mm-hmm.
She's been down there and played the piano for them, the organ.
Mm-hmm. She would, I bet you.
Yeah, she do
she
that.
Played for Catherine's wedding.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? What connection would she have with
Well, I got you know Dick Whittington?
Yes.
I got his wife to sing at
yes,
the wedding.
I see.
And they work together
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
She can read the sing.
Oh yes.
She's a nice person too. You know her daddy's the one that runs that store at Macanopy Thrashers.
Yeah.
grocery store.
Is that her daddy?
Across from the post office. Now Everett Smith.
Oh, you mean Mrs. Tractor's her daddy,
yeah.
Yeah.
Everett Smith is first cousin to Dick, I believe.
Oh.
Let's see, Dick's daddy and Everett's mother were sister and brother.
You mean Mrs. Whittington is Mr. Thrasher's daughter?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey,
Whittington.
But
if he's a little friend, well, I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
I hardly know her, but I know who she is, you know. Okay. But I didn't realize that she was Mrs. Thrasher's daughter.
She works hard in the church. You know, she loves it, and they use a sing for funerals and weddings.
Mm-hmm.
She sang my mother's funeral too, and Miss, no, Miss Fixon didn't say that, Miss Fixon didn't. Miss Pamela did. But they, you know, they always working together.
Mm-hmm.
You know how it is. She used to her playing the music.
Yeah. It always comes up here once in a while and have supper with us.
Mm-hmm.
I love to hear a session.
Mm-hmm.
I can't have hear with that thing blowing at me. I can, it doesn't bother me for a while, but after a while it's tedious.
Well, it's been pretty nice. We haven't had to have it tonight so much.
Yes, Kate even told me the other day, said, and she tells me that ever so often. She said, Sybil, if it ever was a sweet funeral, your mother had one.
Oh.
Because everybody loved her. And she's always in that church. And she always had flowers at church. And she went to all the church meetings. And we have such a big family. And it seemed like all the grandchildren, you know, were so close to her. And you know how they... They really was taking it hard, and and freezing that day, the wind blowed so hard. Woo, I'll never forget that. She always, this church, you know, it was an air hole or something, and when the wind gets to blowing, how it whistles through. She always said that she hated to hear the wind do like that, but it made her head hurt, and she had spinal. And that day, it like to have blowed us away.
What church was that?
Baptist.
Your church, yeah,
our church.
Oh, your church out there.
And now she's like Willie. She loved Willie too.
She loved Willie.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know many people who don't. Who aren't.
She thought Willie could do anything at that church.
Yeah.
Just name it, and he'd get it done.
Well, Sybil, I can understand how a man would go to church and every now and then, but how did Willie, he really takes responsibility out there.
He used to be more so than what he is now.
More so?
Mm-hmm. But you know what? What would happen if somebody didn't?
Yeah.
You got to have somebody that's concerned that one just wouldn't be that far to go to. Willie's always kept the electrical part up, looked after the pump and the lights. Well, he's done cotton work. He put up the front doors.
Yeah.
And then you know, it hadn't been up too long.
And he takes care of that business.
Mm-hmm. He and Martin built that education building.
Oh, they did?
Mm-hmm.
Mean they built it.
Well, they built it. Martin.
They drove the nails.
Martin was in building. See, he was he and Willie, well, Martin had the block lid. You know, he has men to lay blocks for him.
Yes.
And then they did all the finish work, Willie and Martin, and put the top on.
You mean Martin can use his hands?
He can't even like Willie. He don't do electrical work at all. Well, he can help with plumbing, but Willie usually most of the time do it all.
Yeah. What can he do?
Martin can't do too much. I mean, other than helping with somebody.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, he can lay blocks. He laid Willie's barn, the blocks for that.
Oh, he did?
Mm-hmm.
Well, my estimation, anybody can lay blocks can do just about anything.
Well, no, he can't wire a house.
Well, I thought that Martin, you know, was just got the contracts and was, you know, sort of,
well, they did
the big deal.
He usually does, and he gets somebody to lay the blocks, and he and Willie did the foundation, you know, poured the foundation. And then they did the interior work. You know, that's what takes a long time, finish work.
Oh, yeah.
And then they did the roofing and electrical and plumbing. All they really had to do is got somebody to lay the blocks. And they did that, you know, to save time.
Well,
Willie can do anything he wants to.
Yeah.
I believe that.
He's taught himself. He studied on it. You know, he'll get different things and study on it.
Oh, he comes over here and looks around and he sees things just right off,
mm-hmm.
that saves me no end of time.
Well, that's because you just haven't been in that type of work.
Well, it's also...
My brothers are the same way. They don't notice anything about carpentry or electrical or... Well, down at the institution, they laugh at me because if they, you know, these breaker switch, well, I know if we have bad weather, they'll throw them things, you know. Well, I'll go around and find... Which, and I'll plunk around with it, find it to come on, you know. And they tease me all the time about being an electrician. I said, if you live with a man like I did and heard it 24 hours a day, I said, you'd be used to it too.
Well, now I tell Willie, I say, Willie, come over there and look over this and tell me how to take hold of it. And I'll pay you wages or whatever you want me to pay you. But you see, he won't do it unless he does the work. Well, that just makes it hard on me. Because a lot
but
of
it's easier to do it than to tell somebody.
Well, I know, but he can tell me things. I mean, some things I can...
Well, you know what? Like, I tell you, now, like this guy's store, that Flemington?
Yeah.
That's an old store, you know. And it's been needing to be rewired, you know, because the wiring was old. And danger of fire. So this guy said he'll ask Bill Anderson, he'll ask Harris Folk, one lives across the road from him, about something about the electrical work. Well, it don't take so and so and so to do it, you know. Then Willie comes in, he'll say, Willie, how about doing this? Harry Smoke said you could do that for so much, and Bill Anderson said you'd do that for so much. And old Willie says, let me tell you one damn thing. If you're going to listen to them guys, you get them to do it. Now, that's the type of person Willie is. He told me the other day, he said, boy, that burnt me up. And said, H.A. said, well, you can do that because so-and-so said you could. He said, yes, and so-and-so can't wire a house either.
Well, now, I never heard Willie hold forth like that.
Well, he can.
He can?
He can.
Look right straight in the face.
You can, yes, sir.
You know, Willie has to love us pretty good. We don't mow the yard, and nothing around here is square or plumb. And, you know, and he comes up here, and we've got friends, really, truly. We've got friends, remember, Dad. And he comes to see us, and it just painful, because, you see, he wants everything. He couldn't stand anything that's not freshly painted.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't stand that bale of hay out there 5 seconds. You know,
if anybody invented painting, I'd be shocked.
So Dad's got to have everything just so.
Mm-hmm.
And when
he's good.
Oh, yeah. But when he comes down here, it must be painful to him. It really must be. But he comes.
Well, Willie used to be worse than what he is now about it. But he's getting here in the last few years. He's just not able to
do it. Yeah,
right.
But it doesn't mean that he doesn't.
He
know,
can't. He
it.
Said the worst thing in the world to hurt him was pushing a lawnmower. And it looks like
I
the grass grows so fast, you know. Because we used to keep ours mowed pretty close, you know, but it needs it now about high.
We kid him. We tell him he doesn't have any place for birds. We tell him he doesn't have any place for birds.
But now, when did Willie get started putting in all that time or taking all that pain for the church? Ever since you remember?
No. Willie's been going to church all his life.
Yeah.
He went in service and he come back and then he used to work lots on cars. And every time he'd wake up on Saturday morning or Sunday morning, somebody had a car left for him to fix. And he